Welcome to the Out of the Dark podcast. I'm Mandisa here with Laura Williams. Hey, girl.
Hey.
So we have been on a journey this season of, I feel like this is more counseling for me than anybody else.
No, I learned just as much, believe me.
Well, we're talking, you know, I talked about in episode one of just not being in a good place. And we're talking through some of the things that we wrestle with, that I wrestle with. Yeah. And so I imagine a lot of other people do. Yep. And, you know, we had a list. You created this list of some of the topics for this season. And there were two on the list that I was like, huh. The first was, and I'm very well acquainted with the whole guilt versus shame.
Yes.
Shame is something that I have battled with my entire life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'd be curious to know how you define those two differently, because for me, I've always looked at guilt as being kind of a good thing. Like you do something, not, you know, miss the mark a little bit. Mm-hmm. Guilt is an indicator of, okay, I should not have done what I just did. I should not feel this way. And so that is a, okay, thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me to recognize that. I recognize that I have missed the mark here, and I ask for forgiveness, and I repent, and I turn. Shame, however, is not saying that I have done something wrong. For me, shame is saying that I am something wrong.
Yes.
That it is less what I do. It's more at the core of who I am.
Yes.
It comes from a place of identity.
Yes.
So can you talk to me a little bit about the difference between guilt and shame, and is one good and is one bad? Like, I don't know. I'm very simplistic with my thinking about all of this.
Oh, yeah. I know. I always go to what's right and what's wrong. Mm-hmm. Just give me the, just break it down. That's why I liked being growing up Catholic. You had the rules, and as long as you did the rules, you were good. But no, guilt and shame, you know, they're, I think you described them pretty well.
Okay.
You know, shame definitely is, I am bad.
Yeah.
You know, and guilt is, oh, I did something wrong.
Yeah.
Right? It's very much like an external thing.
Yeah.
Whereas shame is very internal.
Okay.
Like something is wrong with me that I would do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And guilt, I often say, you know, guilt is definitely, I think for Christians, it's a little more, I want to say, not cut and dry, but there's some areas that we know.
Sure.
You know, like, you know, we've got the Ten Commandments
right.
and we've got the Beatitudes and we've got, you know, like all these places we can go and know, okay, this is right and this is wrong. Okay. So guilt is a really, it's a useful tool.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah. Like you were saying, to me, that's Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And guilt is very much like, okay, you shouldn't steal gum from a grocery
right.
store. You should feel guilty about
yeah.
that. Okay. I did that when I was little. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I've done much worse. My mom caught me with an entire coat full of candy and made me go back to the store and admit it. Oh, so bad. And I did feel guilty.
Yes.
It's funny because the guilt came once I got caught.
Yes.
So
it
that's
always
one
does.
Thing. But I think, you know, learning from an early age, like beating myself up for things, like it's so hard for me when I've done something wrong to recognize it, to repent, to receive God's forgiveness.
Yes.
I believe it's Psalm 51 that talks about, you know, I've done wrong, I've sinned against you only. Like I used to, I memorized that and I would recite it, but I recognized that I was doing it from a place of, oh gosh, like I can't believe I did this again and I'm so horrible. And then at the end of that psalm, like it talks about, you know, the sacrifices that God delights in is a broken and contrite spirit.
Yes.
And so I think it started changing my mind of, it's not bad to feel guilty about the things that I have done wrong.
Yes.
What I do, though, is I go to a place of shame. And I was like, I am hopeless and I can't believe that I treated God this way. And I've only done, you know, I've done this thing my entire life and I'm such a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when it switches to an unhealthy place.
Yes.
How do you combat that if it's something that you've done your entire life? Like, how do you combat the healthy guilt from going to a place of an unhealthy place of shame?
Yeah. Well, I mean, first, you know, it's that assumption about something about yourself. So if you, let's think, say you, I don't know, I'm trying to think of just a benign example of something.
Like the stealing candy from Missouri?
Yeah. So stealing candy, right? As a kid, you should never think like, oh my gosh, now I'm a felon,
Right. Okay. Yeah.
No, you didn't. You didn't. Yes, it's wrong, but nothing changes about me, the essence of me, because I did this thing that I wasn't supposed to do.
Okay.
Right. I'm still a good person, but I'm human.
Let's use an example of, I'm just thinking about the mothers out there. Mm-hmm. And I've got a friend who, she yelled at her kids one time and I was there. And, you know, as I'm not a mom.
Yeah.
And so I specifically want to ask you about this. She later apologized to her daughter. And I was like, whoa, I've never seen that before. Like having a parent apologize to their child. But she was wrestling a little bit with, after she yelled at her daughter, she wrestled a little bit with, I can't believe that I just did that. I'm a bad mom. I was like, wait a minute. Ooh. How did you go from yelling at your child to automatically being a bad mom? But there was something, I don't know, a switch flipped where it was not a, I shouldn't have done that to I'm a bad mom.
Yes. So that's where we were talking about healthy shame versus toxic shame.
Okay. Yeah. You have that on the list. Yep. I was like, there is a healthy shame. I just always attribute shame with being unhealthy.
Yeah. Healthy shame to me is even more so when you're in tune with the spirit.
Okay.
Like guilt is really like, okay, we've got laws. If you speed. Okay, that's a good one.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Speeding. You ain't gotta step on my toes, Laura.
I mean, you know, speeding. If you're speeding down the road and the police officer pulls you over and you're like, oh, darn. I'm sorry. Yep. I was driving 50 in a 40.
Yeah.
Yep. Hand me the ticket. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, most people aren't going to go, I'm a horrible driver because I sped. No. They're going to be like, oh, man. Yeah. Okay. Give me the ticket. I'm going to go pay it. Or they'll try to get out of it, whichever one. But that's a good example of, like, guilt. Because there's a set of rules, right? Mm-hmm. There's a sign that clearly states the speed limit is 40 and I'm driving 50.
Okay.
Right? So guilt is real clear there. Now, healthy shame versus toxic shame. Parenting is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is what I talk about with a lot of clients, like clients that have children anyway. Mm-hmm. Healthy shame is exactly what she felt when she yelled at her child. There's no rule book that says you can't yell at your children, right? It's kind of like, I mean, most of us feel like that's probably not the greatest idea, but there's no parenting manual that says don't yell at your children,
right?
Same with a lot of other discipline tactics that people use. There's no set of rules, like a speed limit sign that says don't do this, right? We're really kind of flying by the seat of our pants sometimes. So if you're attuned with the spirit, healthy shame is, oh, that didn't feel right.
Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Okay.
How is that different from guilt? To me, that feels like guilt.
It could
be
guilt. But again, guilt is a little more, it feels a little more cut and dry.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like when you've got the black and white speed limit sign, that you know for sure, right? There's no intuition necessary to go, oh yeah, I was wrong. Healthy shame is when those gray areas pop up. Mm. Okay. Where we're kind of like, probably shouldn't have done that. Or say you had a bad day and you stopped at Starbucks for a drink and you were a little bit curt with the barista,
right?
And healthy shame would be like, you know, I'm really sorry. I was really rude there. Mm. I'm having a bad day and I shouldn't have taken it out on you.
Wow.
Okay? That is healthy shame.
Okay.
Okay? Because there's this thing in your spirit that just goes, ooh, I don't like what I did there. Okay? Mm-hmm. But it can real quickly, especially with moms, can go to this place of like, oh my God, I'm the worst mom ever. Mm. I yelled at my kid.
Yeah.
Okay, well, who hasn't, number one? Mm. I don't think there's anyone on the face of the planet that is a mother that hasn't yelled at their kid.
Right.
And if there are, they're like, I don't know. they're a miracle.
Right.
But it's that and it's Satan, right? I mean, he takes the truth and just like twists it just a tiny bit, right? Good moms don't yell at their kids.
Oof. He gets on my nerves.
Uh-huh. I know.
It's exactly what he does.
Yes.
Like, it's a little whisper in your ear, and it's the things you feel horrible about yourself.
Yes.
But then, he just blows it up to be, you're a horrible person. You're a horrible mom.
Yes, exactly. Mm. And we can notice that with anything.
Yeah.
Even, you know, I would even say when we were talking in our last episode about weight or, you know, healthy shame might be, I could eat one donut.
Sure.
Right? But healthy shame might be, maybe I should stop at one.
Yeah.
Right? And that's healthy and good, mm-hmm. right? Because there's no law or no rule that says you can't eat 12 donuts, mm-hmm. right? It's just like healthy is like, yeah. oh, no, I could stop at one. That's mm-hmm. enough, right?
Okay.
There's nothing in your core. But then again, right, Satan comes in. He's like, if you were healthy, you wouldn't eat that second donut.
You know, and it's funny because before you eat the second donut, he's whispering, one more isn't going to hurt. Yes. Like, it's like uh-huh. he pulls you to it, and then yep. you do it, and then he beats you over the head with
yes.
it.
Yes. yes. Lures yeah. you in.
That
yes.
mess. You see why we don't like Satan.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
But he does that even, like, with a mom who's yelling, for example. You know, like, I know there's plenty of moms out there, including myself sometimes, that are like, well, if they would be obedient, you wouldn't have to yell.
Yeah.
Right? And all of a sudden, you're yelling, and then you're like, what did I just do? Yeah. You know, kind of like the donut. Mm-hmm. Well, you could eat another donut. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right? And then you eat it and you're like, oh my gosh, why did I do that? Right? So healthy shame is, okay, next time I'm going to remember this.
And so right there, I'm realizing part of mental health is even taking time to notice these things.
Yes.
Like, I think for me, the last several months, I'm not letting it be quiet. Like, I'm not talking to the Lord very much. Mm-hmm. I'm filling up my days with constant television, constant yep. sound. Like, I very rarely sit in silence and talk with God, like looking at my day or even yes. starting my day, like reviewing some of the things. Like, it feels like part of coming to a place of mental health is allowing yourself to have some quiet moments where mm-hmm. you think about these things.
Yes.
And I think avoiding these things is what I've always done.
Yeah.
And so it seems like part of being healthy yeah. is having some quiet moments to,
yes.
to review.
Yes. Well, and partially too, I think this is especially true of single people, mm-hmm. men and women. It's, you know, when I think we talked about this last season a little bit, what is the, like when we talk about marriage, and what a spouse does, it's almost like acknowledging your existence, mm. right? So for you, when you're sitting there and you're not talking to God, yeah. you're not talking to yourself. In fact, you're disconnecting with totally. Self by going and watching television or Netflix or whatever it is. Like, who's there acknowledging that you're even here?
Right.
Right? And sometimes that in and of itself, right, like aware. I am aware that I am here on this earth and I have a purpose and I am supposed to be here. Right?
You feel that from your husband? You like that is an automatic?
No, I mean, I guess when I mean acknowledging, meaning like somebody wakes up and says good morning to you.
I see.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
a lot of times with like if I have a client who isn't married and lives by themselves, yeah. a practice that I actually invite them to do is greeting themselves every morning.
Huh.
Like, hey, how's it going? What's your day? You know, what is going on with your day? So that you actually know I'm here.
Okay.
On purpose. Like, I'm supposed to be here.
So I'm just going to take a little rabbit trail here.
Okay.
But Kaya,
yes.
my dog,
yes.
like she's at home right now. And I know oh. the moment that I walk in the door, I have never felt so loved in my life. Like,
yes.
she is jumping up and down. She's running
yes.
around. She's so happy to see me. So I know we had an episode where we talked about pets.
Uh-huh.
But that is part of, I feel that validation from her.
Yes.
And I know all the people who don't have pets are like, come on, Mandy.
Seth. No, I witnessed your dog when we were recording that day. I was like, man, it was like, I mean, we were in there and you were in that room
yeah.
and I was trying to sit with her and calm her down. But the minute she heard your voice, it was like, she's in there. I know she's in there.
She loves me so
yes,
much.
Yes, she does. So talk about acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting how God would use little things.
Yes.
Like, you know, I say this as a single woman. That little dog makes me feel like I actually have a purpose here.
Yep.
If I'm not here taking her out and feeding her and clothing her, like,
yes.
I probably would not have been able to get out of my house
right.
today. So
yes.
he'll use anything to make
yes.
me feel that validation. But I hear what you're saying. Like, having somebody just acknowledge your
mm-hmm.
existence,
yes.
it's so important. And again, it comes back to community. Like,
mm-hmm.
as a single person, having somebody in your life be able to do that. But then
yes.
also, I love what you're saying, and I'm recognizing as we've taped more and more of these episodes, I need to do a little bit more self-talk. Like, I need to talk to myself and say that to myself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just acknowledging yourself.
Okay.
Right? That's a big deal.
And, you know, for somebody who wrestles with the toxic shame, mm-hmm. which you've talked about the healthy shame, and I think I'm understanding how you're defining that a little bit more. But for somebody who wrestles with the toxic shame, where you just, it goes to your root of, you know, I've got a friend, she talks so horribly about herself and she does it out loud. Like, I think a lot of us, we have that internal self-talk, but she does it like in a comical way.
Yeah.
But she just, every time she says something about herself, I'm like, stop talking about yourself that way. Mm-hmm. That feels like it can have a dangerous impact on your soul if you're talking about yourself in that way.
Yes. In fact, like when I'm sitting with a client, and my counselor has done this with me, she will literally stop me mid-sentence.
Wow.
If she hears anything. And I'll do that with my clients too. Like, I will just pounce on that real quick. I'm like, nope, rewind, go back.
Okay.
Say it again. Right? And that's part of like really calling out when those negative things, because here's the thing. Remember how we talked about like, it's this quick, like I'm doing this like as you could see me on TV. It's like a half of a millimeter of a shift, right? And that small shift over a long period of time is enormous.
The shift, what are you saying? From
So like if you one day, like sit, you know, wake up and be like, oh, can't believe I didn't work out today. I'm so lazy, right?
Okay.
That's a 1% change.
Got it.
If you do that every day, 1%. Every day.
Yeah.
Over six months, you're in a total different place than you were, right? Yeah. Like when I talk about like this a lot of times, I'll say, okay, say imagine you took off from California and you are on a trajectory to get to New York, right? A literal 1% change in your flight plan would take you to Florida.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's what I'm saying is these little micro things that we do where we stop ourselves in the moment. In the moment, it doesn't feel like a big change and it's not.
Okay.
But 6 months from now, it's going to be enormous.
Wow. That's a great point.
Yeah.
So give us some homework. Like give us an assignment. I feel like that's a theme of season two. Like what are some things when you think about going from guilt or toxic shame into healthy shame, like what's a 1 degree turn that we can make to maybe, you know, not give into that habit of beating ourselves up and going to a place of toxic shame?
Yeah. Well, the one thing is, I mean, I always ask that question of, would you talk to anybody else this way?
Okay.
And if the answer is no, then you got to shift.
Okay.
And again, it might be 1%. You might change your phrase. Like you may change one word in your phrase that you just said about yourself. But really it's awareness, right?
Yeah.
Listening to yourself, listening to that self-talk. Journaling is a big thing, right? We talked about that last season. I know, that too, because I am the worst.
See, okay, right there.
Right there.
I'm the worst.
I'm the worst. No. I'm the best, and I struggle with journaling.
So it's very good. So that is an example. Yeah. Like that is something I notice about myself is even something as simple of I'm so horrible or I'm so ugly. Or so I feel like making a 180 degree turn, that feels like a lot.
Yes.
But just saying I'm not the worst, I struggle with journaling.
Yes.
That's a 1 degree.
That's a
turn.
One degree turn.
Okay.
Yep. Exactly. Because then again, over time, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Right. If I start with just one tiny thing, that's going to be a huge change in the end.
Yeah.
Right. And we do those things even when we don't feel them. That's the other piece of this is a lot of these things. Like journaling is a perfect example. A lot of people go into journaling and they're like, ugh.
Yeah. It feels like a lot, but it could literally be a couple of sentences.
It
like,
could,
start somewhere.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It could be it could be two words. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be anything. It could be a picture. You know, it can be anything you want it to be.
Okay.
But just that 1%, right? I mean, and again, you might not notice it today or tomorrow or in a month, but you will notice it in 6 months when you look back and you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's where I was.
I think the thing that I'm going to after this subject, honestly, I think me recognizing it, that mm-hmm. is probably a first step yes. for me. Like I don't take time to quiet myself and mm-hmm. to even take an inventory yes. of how was I thinking? Like, what did I, first of all, what did I think? But then also, what did I say out of my mouth?
Yes.
I think even recognizing, taking some time to be quiet, even if it's 5 minutes or 2 minutes, let's yes. start there.
Yes.
I think that's a habit that I want to get into yes. of, let me just think through my day. What are some areas where I missed the mark? Mm-hmm. Did I go to a place of guilt? Like, can I own the fact that I did something yeah. wrong? Or did I go into that dangerous, toxic place of I am something wrong? I yes. think that's a great step that I'm going to start taking, and yes. I'm going to encourage our listeners, like, just start with an inventory
yes.
of some of the things that you thought or said about yourself mm-hmm. and see, was it a place of guilt or was it a place of shame. And start to make yep. a 1 degree shift there.
Yep. I think that's great.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's your homework assignment, y'all.
There you go.
And if you want to journal a couple of words, add that in too. That'll be a 3 degree turn.
Yes, exactly.
We've talked a lot about motherhood, and it's interesting how that keeps coming up because uh-huh. I'm not a mom, but yeah. it feels like, well, I'm a dog mom.
And you do mothering.
Yes. Okay. I like it.
You mother people. You don't think you do, but you probably do.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm a boss, mm-hmm. in a sense. Yeah. Can we talk about that a little bit? It feels like we even talked a couple of episodes ago about motherhood and, you know, me having a single mom.
Yeah.
That feels like something that is important. It keeps coming up. So yeah. how about we tackle that on a future episode?
Yes.
Let's talk about mamas now.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you all for joining us. We will talk to you next time as we try to come to a place of healthy living. And recognizing mental health, emotional health, that is just as an important part of healthy living as the physical. So thanks for joining us. We will see you next time on the Out of the Dark podcast.